KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribis. It's 5:02.
Bethel police have identified the man who was killed by officers. Police say in a statement that 24-year-old Sam Alexi Jr. was fatally shot when he pointed a rifle at officers. Police received a call late Tuesday about a disturbance. Witnesses told arriving officers that Alexi was inside the home with a gun and there were other people inside. Officers got two people out of the house, but as they were helping them onto the porch steps, the statement says Alexi confronted authorities. They yelled at him to drop the gun, but police say he pointed it at them. One officer fired a single round at Alexi, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The officer won't be identified for 3 days per department policy. Deputy Attorney General Richard Svobodny was in Nome this week to address Governor Parnell's goals to change the face of domestic violence and sexual assault in this state. The initiative, titled Choose Respect, was established 3 years ago with a 10-year plan to lower the amount of cases of abuse in Alaska. Svobodny shared some statistics.
In Fairbanks, women are 2.5 times more likely to be raped in that community than in any other community than the average across the United States. In Western Alaska, it's like 5 times more likely. So it's a problem that we have to get our hands around and deal with.
According to Svobodny, the initiative is not only holding offenders accountable, but also building safety nets for victims and treatment options for those who have been abusive. During his visit, he met with Kowarik Incorporated, the Child Advocacy Center, the Nome Police Department, and state troopers, who are working on sustaining these resources. Svobodny shared the importance of treatment programs like Wellness Warriors, the largest which takes place in Dillingham, that are Alaska Native-oriented for offenders who have already been through the court system. Additionally, he explains that prevention is key as well, but not quite as easy to establish.
The long-term way that we have to deal with prevention is change children's perception of what's appropriate. It's a long-term project when you start with the kids because you just have to change from generation to generation.
The initiative has also established various programs like coaching boys into men and girls on the run, emphasizing healthy sportsmanship, respect, communication, and increasing self-esteem while building relationships. Svobodny spoke with junior high and high school students during his visit to Nome, explaining how to prevent abuse and sexual violence. He says one of the top ways is by staying in school.
Some of the information that we've learned about attendance or the lack of attendance is just, you know, amazing. The people who graduate from high school are 8 times less likely to end up in court than those who graduate.
Svobodny states that when kids go on to graduation, they're less likely to be abused and more likely to tell someone if they are abused. They also have a higher likelihood of being responsible parents and having children who won't be abused. With his visit unintentionally coinciding with the federal and tribal declaration of October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Svobodny says overall this is a 12-month-a-year problem. He is optimistic that the governor's 10-year plan will be successful, but says it will take a generation, starting now with young children, to solve the problem of domestic violence and sexual assault. The Nome Police Department and Safety Patrol ask you to stay safe during this permanent fund dividend weekend. If you have come into Nome to spend your PFD check, Nome Police say you can do basic things to keep yourself and your possessions safe. Here's Sergeant Preston Stott at the Nome Police Department.
Not to travel with large amounts of cash, especially into the liquor establishments if they're going to be enjoying beverages and be in that state of mind. Of course, that if there's any need for any of the services provided from after hours for AST or the Nome Police Department, to call into the dispatch center at 443-5262. And we can get someone dispatched over there right away.
Safety Patrol, a volunteer group organized by Kowarik Wellness and the Regional Wellness Forum will also be walking the streets tonight and Saturday night. Safety Patrol began its PFD weekend watch last night. The Neighborhood Watch Group walks Nome's streets from 11:30 p.m. to 3:30 a.m. to spot trouble before it happens, provide aid, and keep visitors safe. Safety Patrol advises you to stay with someone you know. Do not be out alone, and if you choose to drink, drink responsibly. To hear more about Safety Patrol, listen to Profiles today after the 6 o'clock weather. The 48th Annual Association of Village Council Presidents Convention is wrapping up in Bethel. The AVCP serves Bethel and 56 federally recognized tribes throughout the Yukon Delta. A heated topic for many during the three-day conference was salmon. The convention's keynote speaker, Billy Frank Jr., emphasized this issue of food security, specifically with regard to salmon fishing. There was a 12-day closure this past summer, with state and federal law enforcement giving 31 citations for illegal fishing. Frank Jr. expressed the importance of tribal sovereignty and presence during state discussions about salmon. He says tribes need to be at the table whenever talks will affect communities. Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan says Alaskans are warranted in their skepticism about the prospect of a major gas pipeline project coming to fruition. But he says significant progress has been made over the last year and that the state will seek to seize upon the substantial opportunity before it, noting that the window to do so is narrow. There remained unanswered questions a day after early plans for a massive liquefied natural gas project were made public. ExxonMobil, BP, ConocoPhillips, and TransCanada Corporation said the project could cost from $45 billion to more than $65 billion. The governor has said the legislature could take up gas taxes next year if the companies met his benchmarks for progress. Sullivan said no specifics on that have been discussed yet.
And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $9 an ounce to $1,782.30. Silver is down 46 cents an ounce to $34.61. With zinc at 92 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 153 is expected to arrive at 8:22 and is expected to depart at 9:07. It's unofficially 42 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 5 o'clock.